Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here, and the Super Bowl is right around the corner. There has never been a better time to get into the action with MyBookie. Now, don't just watch. Score big. Boosted odds, huge prize contest, the fill-in of the Super Bowl. Even before it hits, you can already start to enjoy that. And whether you're a seasoned pro, ready to roll for the first time betting, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash. It's the largest online casino of odds, contests, Vegas-style casino games, ultimate destination for fun, all types of fun, 24/7, right at your fingertips. Now, if you've been waiting, now is the time to get into the action. Because if you jump in and you start to make a winning move today with MyBookie, use promo code 49ERS or this promo code QR code right next to my right, they're going to claim your deposit bonus up to $1,000. That's right. Promo code 49ers for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Rollovers do apply. If you have questions, please ask them. But experience the thrill of sports betting right in the comfort of your home, because you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I do mean anywhere. Wherever you are, you can bet with MyBookie. Join today and be part of the winning team.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely to be with you again, second time today. And you know, we had a little time before the next game, so I wanted to jump on. The stage is set. The NFC Championship, I mean, good Lord, who would have guessed it? The 49ers were the favorites to make it that far, but it was the Eagles, it was the Cowboys, the Seahawks. You remember that little fad that took place for a little while? No, it's the fighting Don Burr Lions, man. Absolutely love it. This could not have gone better. Yes, I wanted the Bucs to win. They didn't. Too many turnovers and whatever else, but they did do enough to get us to win our bet, which was huge. So we had them plus 16, which was really, really nice. So we got paid there. But look, it's Darren, 808. What's up, baby? Out from Hawaii. Lions are going down, and that's what it's got to be. This is the second NFC Championship game in the history. The history of the Lions. That's crazy to me. That's just crazy. The second time they've ever even made it. Never won one. And so for those of you that are going to be buying tickets and stuff, I'm telling you right now, those prices go to shoot through the roof. So just best of luck with that. I don't know what else to tell you. Don't spend out of your budget and try to just constantly refresh all those ticketing apps. But, man, I'll tell you this. I'm pumped. I really am excited. Yeah, absolutely love this matchup. So much about it. And so the game's going to be 3:30 p.m. Sunday at Levi's, which is awesome. And, you know, I want to break down just a little bit about what the Lions have done, what they haven't done, and all those things. But 49ers versus Lions, sign me up. If you would have told me the offseason, week one, week five, week 10, week 18, wild card, division round, hey, what do you think about the 49ers versus the Lions matchup in the NFC Championship? I'd say, yup, 100%. Let's go. Let's go. Shad, this is going to be a fun one. Right here, Troy, our Niners favored by 6.5 points. I said that on the show earlier today. I said 5.5, 6.5 points. That's my guess. That's where it came out. Full touchdown favorites. Now you were 10-point favorites and you barely eked one out, but we're not going to be dealing with the weather. The Lions aren't going to be playing at home in Ford Field. Yeah, Ford Field with the huge audience and, you know, home field advantage and all those things. That's not happening. They got to go to Levi's. It's not a rowdy place. Just the way it's designed, but still huge difference. You know, you look at Jared Baby Giraffe Goff. He's 3-7 versus the 49ers for his career, including 5 consecutive losses against the 49ers. 5 straight losses. And that's both teams, Rams and, you know, the Lions. Now, the Lions are playing well. And, you know, I'm not discounting them. They're 12-5. They had the same record as the 49ers. They took care of business. They beat the Rams. They beat the Bucks. NFC's down this year. Like, beating the Rams and beating the Bucks warrants you getting into the NFC Championship. Yeah. I mean, it's rough. It's rough out there on these NFC streets. There's just not a lot of talented teams. But this is huge. And, Shad, right here, this feels inevitable. And, you know, it was just one of those things that was bound to happen. And credit to the Lions, because they've done a really good job at not shooting themselves in the foot. Coaching mistakes a lot of times. I don't like a lot of what they do, especially, you know, all the going for it. I love the mentality. But I don't know. That defense, it's suspect. But let's just be honest. So was the Packers. And Kyle Shanahan chose to not even try to exploit their biggest, you know, matchup weakness. So it's easy to sit there and watch that game, the Bucks and the Lions, and be like, man, these two defenses are terrible. And they were. In the second half, they were god-awful. But 49ers defense, I would say, is god-awful. Sure as hell not in the second half, especially fourth quarter where they gave up 0 points. The Lions kind of turned it on at the end of games. That's kind of what they're notorious for. We're going to break down a lot of film of them. You know, we're going to all shows all week, and the 49ers get an extra day. Also, I wanted the Bucks just because they would have to travel more, right? The Bucks won, they'd have to fly from Detroit back to Tampa Bay there, then back to Santa Clara. Now, Detroit, they just get a chill and then fly out, you know, and they've been home for a few weeks now. So, it did feel inevitable. I mean, they were favored by a lot of points. And so, I'm excited, man. This is going to be a lot of fun. James says, any injury update on Debo? I am constantly refreshing the feed. I'm texting anybody I know. Haven't heard anything. Have not heard anything on Debo yet. Now, the 49ers said they were all getting the day off. Go home. Watch the games. Relax. You get that extra day because you were the one seed. And so you get rewarded that, which I really, really do like how the NFL's doing that with the new 7, you know, seeds and all that stuff. But, yeah, we'll see here. Right here. Cold-blooded. Jared Goff has PTSD from his Rams days. Bang, bang, Niner game. No, he says, bang, bang, nothing gonna change. Ooh, I like that little switch up there. It was bad. You know, the last touchdown pass that he threw for the Rams against the 49ers was to Javon Kinlaw. Yeah, that's a real thing. He has not played well against this 49ers defense. And you could say, well, it's a different defense and, you know, different coordinators, different players. But the scheme's the same. And it's the scheme that he had a problem with. And it didn't matter even whenever he went to Detroit. He's lost to us in Detroit as well. So, yeah, Goff's playing the best football of his career. And, you know, it's been kind of fun seeing what he can do. And Ben Johnson's awesome, the offensive coordinator for the Lions. But let's be honest. We're going to have to see some different things. And it's going to be a fun matchup. I don't think that this is going to be a gimme game. I do think that the 49ers will win. I like this prediction. George, what's up, brother? He says 49ers 27, Detroit 21. That's basically what the spread is saying. And we'll have to see. You know, is Debo playing? Is he not? The weather's going to be good, so that's huge. There's a lot to see here. Now, if we pull up kind of just a real quick snapshot of what the Lions have done this year, offensively, they're good. Fifth in points scored, third in total yards. That's incredible. They throw the ball a ton, man. They throw the ball a lot. They're a good rushing team. They have 27 rushing touchdowns. That's best in the NFL. And they have no problem running the ball. None at all. Defensively, that's where the issues are. Aaron Glenn, everybody loves him. He's getting head coaching interviews. And I'm just like, anytime I've ever watched Detroit play, I'm like, this defense is not good. It's not sound. It's not. 23rd in points allowed defensively, 19th in total yards, not good. 22nd in first downs allowed. They give up a whole bunch of pass yards, 27th in pass yards allowed and touchdowns, but they do stop the run relatively well because teams throw against them. That's what they do. They open it. Their DBs are not great. They signed a bunch of guys and injuries happen. Now CJ Gardner-Johnson's back. That's going to be key. I really want Debo to be back just so we can see that matchup. They've been talking trash nonstop, right? So, and again, we said bad things about the Packers defense and the 49ers offense laid an egg until the fourth quarter. They laid a freaking egg. CMC was awesome. You know, a lot of good plays, but that was not the 49ers offense. You go into the very last drive of the game with only 17 points. Looked a lot like the 49ers losses, but they answered late. So the confidence that the 49ers offense has in going against this team, like, again, you look at the AFC team, so we'll deal with them whenever we deal with them. But come on now. Like, this is a defense that you can get excited about. And here's the thing for Kyle Shanahan. Why the hell doesn't he run the ball? I'll never know the answer to that, especially whenever the opposing team is bad at it. Well, guess what, Kyle Shanahan? You get your wish this week with the Detroit Lions because their secondary is awful. They cannot defend the pass at all. So, Shanahan, if you want to go all out and just empty backfield it like crazy and abandon the run game at critical moments, might play to your strength this week because they cannot defend the pass. They haven't done it all year. They give up yards like crazy. And you even saw that today. You know, if I look at, let me pull up just real quick, just the numbers on today's game. You know, they won 31-23. But Baker Mayfield threw for 319 yards, three touchdowns. You see what I'm saying? Like, Baker Mayfield's good, and he's playing his best football ever. But come on, man. Like, he's not – it's Baker Mayfield, right? Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, defense is pretty bad. But, yeah, you that's a lot of yards, man. 349 yards passing. The team totals with the sacks and all that stuff comes out to 319, but 349 total yards passing today for the Bucs. And, you know, if we go back, let's look at the Rams game too. I'll pull up that box score.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000. With basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon. And this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props. Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds. Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks. Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
They just give up a lot. They really do. Now, the points aren't crazy. But, you know, again, we're looking at just the sheer numbers. The Rams had 425 total yards against this Detroit Lions team. 357 pass yards. So, like, they're giving up 350 pass yards just, like, repeat. So, we'll see here. We'll kind of see what that looks like. And, yeah, on offense, JP, you nailed it, man. Hopefully the kiddo and everything's going fine in the hospital, brother. Screen after screen after screen. That's what Ben Johnson does. Screens and tight end out routes. That's his favorite thing. Tight end drags, tight ends out. And then Amon Ross, St. Brown. Hopefully we, you know, put Charvarius Ward on him and just have him follow. That would be my idea of a good game plan, but we'll see. In the past, they've only asked Charvarius Ward to shadow wide receivers that are very, very physical and very, very tough and bigger bodied guys. Amon Ross, St. Brown fits two of those three. He's not big, but damn, he's tough. Damn, he's physical. Damn, he's strong. So we'll have to see how they practice that this week. I don't want Ambry Thomas ever covering that man. It just, that scares the living daylights out of me. So personally, I would prefer you put number 7 on number 14 and you just tell him, go get him. I think it's 14. I think that's what he wears because he's a damn good player. So anyway, all that to say, the stage is set. This is awesome. We're going to have a week. And shout out to the Lions fans. They deserve this. They've been through a lot. You know, this is our second NFC championship of all time. This is our fourth in 5 years. We've been to 19. The 49ers have a full season of just NFC championship games. The most appearances in the entire NFL for AFC or NFC in any championship game. The 49ers got that. Lions, I think it's been 32 years since they've been in the NFC championship. They never won one. Their fans are going to come out. They're going to spend some money. I'm telling you right now, they're going to be coming out because this never happened in a lot of their lifetimes. It's going to be fun, man. Shout out to the city of Detroit, which I do got to let everybody know, we're going to be throwing a huge party in Detroit for the draft. The draft is there this year as well. 49ers Rush road trip. We're going to be out there. We're going to be, you know, bringing some players and all that stuff. And, you know, something I just thought of, guess where Ambry Thomas is from? Yeah. Detroit. That's where he was born and raised, grew up. Then he went to MLK High School out there. I could be wrong on the high school one, but anyway, he's from Detroit. So this game's going to mean a lot to him. So hopefully he plays up to the task, because if Ambry Thomas has a good game, 49ers defense is going to be great. He's coming off the worst game of his entire career, missed tackles, penalties, giving up yards. I mean, you name it. It can't be worse. Can't be worse. So curious to see how that's going to go. It's going to be fun to watch, but man, I love it. You know, I just wanted to jump on quick and just give a couple thoughts before the next game starts up, which, you know, somebody asked me, of the three teams left, who's the most difficult for the 49ers? And so I'm going to say this, the easiest team left in the AFC, I'm going to say is the Chiefs. A lot of people probably disagree with me. The second easiest, I'm going to say the Ravens, and the most difficult, I'm going to say it's the Bills. As far as a matchup standpoint, in my own personal opinion, Chiefs the easiest, which is weird to say. Then the Ravens, even though they beat us, I'd put them 2. And number 1, I'm telling you right now, we don't match up well with the Bills. I don't like, now if you get Josh Allen turnover machine, yeah, for sure. But you get Josh Allen on a good day, I don't like that. And their defense, I don't like the scheme. I don't like that matchup. But take care of your business. We'll see what happens. We got the Lions first before we get to that point. Man, I'm excited. This is a huge win for the 49ers to be able to play the Lions. The Lions? Baby Giraffe? Goff? Come on, man. I'm excited to talk trash. I respect the Lions. I respect their coach. I respect their team and their fans. But it's football, man. It's a sport. Talk your trash. And all the people that are like, oh, we should be talking trash after last week. Man, shut up with that, dude. No, you talk trash. We won. We keep playing. They went home. Why change who you are, right? Why change? I love it. You guys are the best. Enjoy the next game. And, man, we're going to have a lot of content for you guys all week. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.